And 6:06, it is clear, 34 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high this afternoon of 58. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa police make a heartbreaking discovery. An 18-month-old girl locked in a dog's cage and an older sibling playing in the backyard with no clothes. Officer Leland Ashley says as this was happening, the father was at home.
Subsequently, we were able to arouse this individual. He appeared to show signs of either narcotics or alcohol induced stupor.
This all unfolded near 49th and North Frankfort. A 47-year-old William Llewellyn is in the Tulsa jail on allegations of child abuse and neglect. The children are now in DHS custody. A neighbor heard the toddler crying and alerted police. There is a mother. She was working at the time of the incident. Fire officials hope to learn today what caused an explosion and fire at the Salt Creek Apartments in Manford. The blast yesterday evening left a half dozen people injured. Four apartments were destroyed. The state fire marshal's office will handle the investigation. A new contract imposed on Hostess employees caused strikes across the nation. Tulsa workers at the 11th and Sheridan Bakery are joining in. This worker sums up the strikers' frustration with the contract.
Our concessions could be much greater than the 8% cut in wages. I mean, loss of pension. I mean, it amounts to a lot of money, 30% more.
Hostess has declared bankruptcy already. Gasoline is a little cheaper this morning. The price of regular unleaded at Come and Go and Quick Trip has dropped to $2.99 a gallon. It's only the second time this year that gas has been below $3 a gallon in Tulsa. Well, a natural gas leak in South Tulsa this time yesterday morning shut down a major roadway and caused about 100 families to leave their homes. Stan Bay with the Tulsa Fire Department says overpressure in a line apparently caused a relief valve to blow, spewing gas into the air and prompting that evacuation.
For the most part, it was dispersing up into the atmosphere like it should. We took the precautions because if it had, for some reason, started spreading out into the neighborhood, we would have only had a few minutes before it turned into a very dangerous situation. So as a precaution, we asked those people to leave in the immediate area.
Now, no one was hurt. The leak occurred in a neighborhood near 89th and South Memorial yesterday morning. There are some problems this morning in Rogers County in Rural Water District. District number 3, a leak in the Keetonville water tower needs repair, so the district is going to allow customers to drain the water tower so that the leak may be fixed. In a news release, the district says water pressure will drop in that area, but it does not anticipate a total loss of service. The work in Rogers County is expected to take several days. Well, it was a cold morning, but the crowds were warming as Tulsa remembers its veterans.
It's billed as the largest in Oklahoma, and hundreds of participants riding floats, marching, and on motorcycles weave through downtown as spectators wave flags and cheer. World War II vet G.K. Gentis of Glenpool appreciates the crowd, but he worries that what those who fought for the country in World War II did is being lost as time passes.
And it's amazing that the people that have no idea what World War II was about. In fact, they didn't even know what went on, I'm afraid.
This was the 94th annual Veterans Day Parade in Tulsa. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, generous amounts of sunshine today and a high of 58. It will be clear and crisp tonight, 30 for an overnight low. Tomorrow through Saturday, sunny with highs near 60. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear. We're at 34. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.